Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520, reaching 17 states and the East Coast and much of Canada. Back by popular demand, we have the Republican leader of the New York State Assembly and an announced candidate for governor of New York State, Brian Kolb. He was recommended to be on this program by Erie County Republican Chairman Nick Langworthy. A little bit of information about the Republican leader of the Assembly. Brian M. Kolb represents the Finger Lakes region, 131st Assembly District in New York State Legislature in Albany. First elected to the Assembly in 2000, Leader Kolb was unanimously selected by his peers in April 2009 to serve as Assembly Minority Leader. Leader Kolb heads the Assembly Minority Conference on statewide public policies and legislative priorities. He's the only legislative leader who represents upstate New York and who has successfully run private sector companies. Brian Kolb, a very gifted legislator, our guest today on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Let's talk about the governor's race. How's it going? I see you're getting a lot of county Republican endorsements. Let's talk about that. Brian Kolb.
Yes, actually, it's been great. The response has been terrific. We've gotten endorsements in different parts of the states and more endorsements to come at all parts of the state. Certainly in the Finger Lakes region, going from Lake Ontario, which is Monroe County, all the way down to the Pennsylvania border, the entire Finger Lakes region, what is considered the Finger Lakes region, and the distribution of our state committees all unanimously have endorsed me as the chairs. And I think it's three or four full committees out of that region have also endorsed. And certainly, moving east, Clinton County has announced up in the North Country. I've got endorsements coming from downstate, being the New York City area and Long Island, and we're obviously also working all the other regions. But it's just been fantastic, overwhelming, but really positive, and people are very excited about me running. And that's, I've been in politics, so I'm used to campaigning and all that. But when you're talking about running for governor, that's that's just a notch up, and that's why it's so terrific.
Very good. Now, what about the Conservative Party? You have a conservative record. You've been endorsed by the Conservative Independents and Reform parties. What about the Conservative Party? How are you doing on that?
Well, actually, I addressed the Conservative Party on Monday in Albany, as well as one of the other prospective gubernatorial candidates. And based on the feedback that I received from people that were in the audience and participated, they said that they felt I was the best presentation. And obviously, I have a conservative voting record to go along with that. And that day, I reaffirmed and just reminded everyone of my voting record, because that's very important, especially when it comes to the Conservative Party endorsement. So I think they're still going to take their time evaluating within their party structure, which is fine. But at least I know on that first presentation to them that it went very well. So the Independence Party, I've always enjoyed their endorsement, already cut a deal with Governor Cuomo. He did a fundraiser for them, and in return, they endorsed him. They mm-hmm. didn't even interview any other candidates.
That's so terrible.
Yeah, it's awful, and that is clearly a quid pro quo, and they did it on the same day.
Isn't that pay to play? That you raise them, what, $100,000 and they hand you the endorsement? Isn't that pay to play?
I think so. And the question you got to ask, where's Jay Cope? Where's the state attorney general? Where are federal prosecutors? I mean, it's unbelievable to me how blatant and arrogant these types of deal makings are being made in this state. It's been going on for too long, and it's got to end, and it will end if I have the good fortune to be the next governor.
Let's talk about the State of the Union address. Congressman Chris Collins, whom I'm sure you know well, has said that the average person in his district is going to get $1,750 per person as a tax cut from the tax cut by President Trump. It seems like he tossed olive branches on immigration and infrastructure and seemed very warm and endearing to everyone, saying that he wanted to represent all the people, not just conservatives or Republicans, but all the people. How do you feel he did, leader Brian Kolb, candidate for governor?
I actually thought President Trump did extremely well. He hit on all the themes of what it means to be a United States citizen, to be part of the American dream. He recognized our veterans. He recognize that we still have work to do on various topics, such as the opioid crisis and helping our veterans. So, and the economy, the strides, the tax reform. I think that he hit all the keynotes that people really care about in this country. And I think that it was an embarrassment, an actual national embarrassment, when the congressional Democrats sat on their behinds and on their hands and couldn't even stand up and acknowledge our flag and the heroes that were honored at the State of the Union. Brian, I got to tell you, this is why they're going to lose. They are not in touch with America and its true blue citizens. And certainly, I think it couldn't have been on better display on national TV and across the world that the congressional and senatorial Democrats really don't love our country, and they try to convince you otherwise.
So when they when the President of the United States spoke about the respect and love of country and the flag, they didn't applaud him. They didn't get up and applaud him.
That's correct.
That's really unbelievable. I mean, the flag is the representation of our freedom, democracy, and hope for America and for our youth. I'm very surprised by that. Let's talk about government corruption and Western New York, where we're taping this for ESPN to 17 states, is very much a part of this corruption trial with the no bids that took place on government projects. And supposedly, allegedly, there were a couple hundred thousand dollars in money given to the political race for the governor and to his aide, Percoco. And so I'd like to talk a little bit about that corruption, because this has been in the headlines in Buffalo. It's been in the headlines all over the state. I think that Percoco allegedly took about $300,000 for government projects to himself. For steering these, and these were projects, I believe, in Albany, Syracuse, and Buffalo. Let's talk about this corruption. Is this going to cost Andrew Cuomo the governorship?
I believe as these trials continue and more evidence is coming out, it is clear that Joe Percoco was his closest aide. Now, of course, you have to let the wheels of justice roll on, and everyone is deserving a fair trial. But certainly the evidence that's being presented clearly shows that this administration was leveraging donors for no-bid contracts. Whether Joe Percoco took money or not, that's what they have to prove in court as a result of that. But the, shall we say, the environment, which was promoted by his boss, Andrew Cuomo, clearly allowed these activities to take place, and they've even had pictures that they showed in the courtroom of Andrew Cuomo standing side by side with the very people that are on trial. And Andrew Cuomo considers himself a micromanager and has his fingers in everything. And certainly to say, oh, he didn't know anything about any of this, or the fact that his campaign coffers were being filled up, it's just amazing to me. And so I think, and what's been interesting, though, is that the national media coverage has been pathetic in terms of covering this trial. And if you go back and look at the media coverage when Chris Christie was governor and they were all over that Bridgegate, you had a story, a big headline every single day for weeks, if not months. And all the national news networks, because they get tax credits from New York State, have been silent covering these trials. So this is what makes people angry. This is what makes me angry. This is why I'm running. Is this has got to change, and it will change. But certainly, I think over the coming days, weeks, and months, we're going to find out continuously that this administration is probably one of the most corrupt administrations in the history of New York.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned how the corruption trial in New Jersey was in national headlines, and how this corruption trial in New York gets very little attention. Does this show the media bias? Because I understand that about 93% of news people in America are Democrats and believe in the Democratic Party. Is this an exhibition of this bias?
Well, I think clearly it is. And whether they're Democrats or not, their journalistic ethics. The way it used to be way long ago is that good journalists would cover a story, even give both sides to the story, and then let the reader decide for themselves and, to formulate their own opinions. But they're not even providing information to their readers anymore. And, of course, they're losing readers, and you try to catch snippets on social media. But clearly it's biased, especially the television networks who are connected to their large corporations that have received Hollywood tax credits for TV shows and for movies, and they're not covering it. And So to me, I think that's, you couldn't ask for more clear evidence that there is a bias there.
For those who just tuned in, you're listening to ESPN AM 1520, blanketing the East Coast of the United States. From Montreal down to northern Florida, west of the Mississippi, we receive letters as far away as Scandinavia, New Zealand, with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power on ESPN AM 1520. Drop us a note, please, to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. And we greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. One plug we have here. Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the Ampol Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the Ampol Legal. The Ampol Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. Special thanks to those who have called regarding our recent guests, author Ron Zeller, Dr. Brenneman with the Society of Four Arts in Palm Beach, Florida, and author of over 20 mystery novels, Charles Todd. Coming up, we'll have author Larry Milner. And we'll also have Chip Nalon with the Troopsters, helping our troops with packages overseas, and Dr. Todd Shatkin with the Aesthetic Center. All coming up on the Rusk Report. A little bit more information about Republican leader of the New York State Assembly, Brian M. Cole, backed by popular demand on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Kolb was co-founder of North American Filter Corporation, as well as the former president, chief operating officer of Refracton Technologies Corporation. Leader Kolb has been selected 7 times for the National Federation of Independent Business NFIB Guardian of Small Business Award. Our guest today, Republican leader of the New York State Assembly and declared candidate for governor of New York State, Brian M. Kolb. Now, one thing I can't understand, Leader Kolb, on all the national rankings, we're the worst state in the United States to do business, but yet the governor of New York is talking of adding $1 billion in new taxes. How can we add when we're already the worst state in the country to do business, and I believe 1 million people have left in the last 7 years under Andrew Cuomo? Let's talk about that business climate. Leader Brian Kolb.
Well, I'm going to give you four key statistics that are, this is not political sound bites, this is actual facts. New York State is the 50th worst in the country in taxes. We're the 49th worst in economic climate. We're the 48th worst in state debt. And we're the 47th worst in property taxes. That is as worse a picture as you can paint in terms of the status of our economic vitality in New York State. The problem with Andrew Cuomo, he wants to tax more, he wants to spend more, and he wants to expand government more. And that philosophy has hurt this state over the years. That's why population has left the state. We have to stop it. And how you stop it is you have to get a new governor, and you have to have somebody in there that is really paying attention to the tabletop or the kitchen top issues at home and reining in excessive spending, and certainly revamping an economic development program that's not working, especially in upstate New York. We've got to reduce property taxes. All of these things have to be hit head on. And we already talked about corruption, but we got to eliminate corruption. And part of that, you have to do that through term limits for the legislature and legislative leaders. We've got a lot to do, Brian, and we've got the solutions, but we got to have somebody willing to implement them or lead our state doing those. And Andrew Cuomo is not interested in that.
Let's talk about something that is very controversial, and I'm referring to the economic development programs of New York. A conservative Democrat, whom you probably know very well, New York State Assemblyman Robin Schimminger, very popular in Western New York, has had hearings, and he is very upset that the state of New York spent $55 million on the Startup New York program. I believe they changed the name of it, and they only created about 390 jobs, spending $55 million of state taxpayer money. Tell us how you feel about this. It sounds like it's like a fan with $100 bills going out the window. Tell us about that, Leader Kolb.
Well, first of all, in the very beginning, I think what Governor Cuomo was selling was, hey, look, let's try something new. In other words, can we create some incentives to bring people to New York State? Now, philosophically, on the surface, that sounded good, but this particular program didn't work. So instead of stopping it and trying something different, we just kept spending money on advertising and promoting it like this is the greatest thing since sliced bread in terms of creating jobs. What he tried to do, though, was change the name of it, because it had come under so much criticism, and the legislature rejected that. And I think they modified it slightly. The bottom line is, you know, you can try things, but when they're not working, Brian, you have to admit, you don't even have to admit a mistake. It didn't work, so we're going to drop it, and here's what we're going to do instead. People have no problem with things failing or giving something another try, as long as you're honest and transparent and open about it. And instead, they kept saying, oh, no, this is working terrific. And they were delaying reports to the public as far as how many jobs were created. They don't want to talk about bad news. And it's okay to get bad news, but when you get bad news, as we do at home, you know, if somehow we lost our job, we've got to adjust. If we're not bringing enough money to pay the bills, we might have to get a second job or cut back what we're spending. This administration doesn't do any of those things. It just keeps spending and spending and spending, and it's all of our money. It's not his money to do this with, and that's the problem with this particular governor. He thinks that because he's governor, that he can spend and write checks unfettered and without the consequences when it's being misspent. And that's exactly what's going on. Our money is being misspent.
Well, let's be a little more specific. Republican leader of the New York State Assembly and candidate for governor, Brian Kolb, in Western New York, the governor has put forth $750 million to a company that's lost money in the last 4 years, which is about $250,000 per job they're creating. Isn't this beyond rational behavior to spend that kind of money, $250,000 per job?
Of course it is. And really, this has been the rub on all of the economic development expenditures, is we can't get a clear answer all the time about, okay, what was the deal? How much money did New York State put in versus the company? What were the job commitments? And then when over what time? And then what does that work out to per job? And what's the ripple effect, if any, in terms of other jobs that are going to be created or not if we do this project? And that's what's lacking, because we don't know. They keep it secret because they don't want us to know. They don't want us to know what programs we're overspending and overpromising, underdeliver, and overspending and using our taxpayer dollars. And that's really the mindset of this administration, is we know better than you. Just go away. Don't worry about it. Everything will be fine. And they don't want to answer the tough questions. And we even saw that with Assemblyman Ray Walter and the economic development hearings with Howard Zemsky of Empire State Development. He started getting, Zemsky got testy with Ray Walter because Ray Walter was pressing him for concrete answers, facts and figures. It wasn't political. It was, look at guys, these programs, we need answers. We have a responsibility to the taxpayers to ask these questions, but they get very defensive and then stop answering the questions. And that's what's can be very, very frustrating when people stonewall you, and that's the attitude that they take.
Well, there's an old saying, when you're answering, you're losing, and it seems like they have to answer to the governor of New York spending $750 million of taxpayer money, $250,000 a job for Solar City. Everybody hopes it works, but why would you invest money in a company that's lost money for the last 4 years? It sounds very dangerous. A little bit more information about Brian M. Kolb, Republican leader of the New York State Assembly and declared candidate for governor of New York State. He was named the 2013 New York State School Boards Association State Leader of the Year. He has been named part of the annual Circle of Friends by the New York Farm Bureau each year since being elected. And in 2014, he received a pro-jobs rating of 100 from the NFIB. Again, if you're listening in Cheektowaga, Toronto, or Washington, D.C., drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. And again, we always read cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. Okay, state taxes. Florida and Texas have no state income tax. Florida is now the third most populous state in the country. We've gone down to number four. We were number one for decades and decades and decades. How much are you going to reduce taxes, Brian Kolb, if you're governor of the state of New York?
Well, to be perfectly honest with you, Brian, the first thing we're going to do is reduce spending. And when you reduce spending, you don't need more taxes. And one of the first focus on reducing taxes is going to be reducing property taxes. Those are the things that drive businesses out of here, homeowners out of here. And one of the ways we're going to do that is we're going to restructure the entire Medicaid program. The state's going to take over, and my plan is for the New York State to take over the responsibility for Medicaid so that county governments can now reduce their property tax levy. They don't have to collect the money because the state's going to pay for it, and then the state's going to be forced to find economies of scale and reduce costs and excessive waste and abuse, and we'll create an incentive for the state to finally fix this particular program. And keep in mind, Ryan, I'm not talking about taking away services to those people that really need help through the Medicaid health program. And that's what the other side always says, oh, they're going to cut, slash, and burn services. Not true. We know we can make this program way more efficient in making sure it's serving the people it needs to serve, but at the right cost. And that's the type of approach I think we should always look at. How can we spend less, tax less, and then if we've got a program that we have to fix, take a dramatic sledgehammer to it and pull it apart, take it apart, and then put it back together the right way.
We have just a minute and a half left on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. There's a lot of concern with Second Amendment rights. We saw the mass murders in Las Vegas, the mass murders in Orlando, and the mass murders in San Bernardino. And a lot of people want to make sure they have a gun in case there's an attack that they can protect themselves and save lives instead of losing lives. Your feelings on this, Leader Brian Kolb?
A strong supporter. I'm a member of the NRA. SCOPE, New York State Rifle and Pistol Association. My wife and I have concealed carry permits. We believe in the Second Amendment and the fact that law-abiding gun owners in this state shouldn't be treated like criminals. And that's why I voted against the bill, debated against the bill, and we're going to do everything we can to repeal the SAFE Act going forward. I've already co-sponsored legislation to do that. We're going to continue to advocate on the constitutional rights that our federal constitution has provided us with our founders of this country, and it's a battle that we're going to keep doing until we win it.
Okay, I'm sorry we have to bring Leader Kolb, Brian Kolb, Republican leader of the New York State Assembly and declared candidate for governor of New York, on the Rusk Report. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, our director of production, and to Michael Frazier for recommending this program. Also to Erie County Republican Chairman Nick Langworthy for suggesting this guest. Brian M. Kolb, thank you for enlightening us, and have a great week.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.